every healing and every deliverance service is based on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ at Calvary. And we can't pay him enough. This morning, I speak on the subject of strength health through the covenant of service. Through the covenant of service. It's a minister's conference and it's a healing and deliverance service. And our objective is to understand God's provision for the health and the wholeness of his people. God's provision for the health and the wholeness of those who serve him. Secondly, to understand the keys of acceptable service. Or ways of acceptable service. We are talking of territorial dominion, which has to do with generational impact or exploit. And there are two reasons why this message is critical. First of all, health and strength are required for exploit. Health and strength. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They are required. It is difficult for a weak person, a weak and a sick person, to successfully do generational exploit. Health and strength. Secondly, the life of the minister is a focus of enemy confrontation. The life, the health of the minister, the life, please be seated, is a focus. You saw in scripture where it says, strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock be scattered. So we cannot afford to allow this area to be gray. It is not scriptural to overestimate the devil, but it is stupidity to underestimate the devil. We will not allocate more strength to the devil than the scripture allocates him. Yet we will not take the devil for granted. But a good thing is, kingdom service is a covenant walk with God. It's a walk of covenant. Exodus 23 and in verse 25, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. The covenant walk means there is something you do and there is something God does. You shall serve the Lord your God and he shall bless your bread and your water and take sickness from the midst of you. We need that health to carry out Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Now we are going to look at examples, about 3-4 examples in scripture of people in service who served with strength. Example number one, Moses, strength and health. Exodus 34 and in verse 7. Exodus 34 and in verse 7, the Bible said, Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 7, the Bible said, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim. He wasn't the victim of glaucoma, cataract, retinal detachment. His eye was not dim at age 120, and his natural strength was not reduced. That man served for 40 years, starting from the age of 80. He served in strength, served in health, because it is written, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, take away sickness from the midst of you. I don't know whether I slept before 5 a.m. I'm not sure. We are here now. The journey continues. After the commanded midnight prayer, I branched briefly at the prayer chain. Journey continues. Very intense, tight crusade schedules. How is that possible without the strength and help of God? Moses served like that. And then you look at Joshua, look at Caleb. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 10 to verse 12, we see the example of Caleb. And he said, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. I am yet as strong as I am this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war. An 85-year-old man talking about going to war. Both to go out and to come in. That was the man Caleb. He served in strength. I stand here to announce to someone today, in the name of Jesus, your strength will not fail you. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Your strength will not fail you. Say the loudest mess, amen. We saw Samson's strength that looked like a supernatural strength, but it was his strength for service. In Judges 6, 5 and 6, the Philistines were asking themselves concerning Samson. They said, for the Judges 16, 5 and 6, and they were asking, tell us, wherein lieth your grace? And the lot of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him. Strength. Strength. Example number 4, David in Psalm 89, verse 19 to verse 23. Psalm 89, verse 19 to verse 23. The Bible said, then thou speakest in vision to thy holy one and sayest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm shall also strengthen him.
him, and the son of wickedness cannot afflict him.
Wicked people can't wicked you with the strength of the Lord. Forces of affliction are not permitted to prevail against your life with the strength of the Lord. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Fred Francis Bosworth, who wrote Christ the Healer, said, "Lord, I am going about your assignment. Only thing I ask is that let me not be a victim. What you do through me, do in me. Do in me. As the sick are healed through me, let the healing that passes through me saturate me." He gathered his family together and told them the time of his passing. Hallelujah. You need that strength. You need the strength. You need the strength. You need the help. Now, what is in the covenant? I want you to hear something this morning. What is in the covenant? This covenant of health. Number one. So basically, number one, it is a covenant of health. We just read that. "Ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water." And he said, "I will take sickness away from the midst of you." There are many things in the midst of you that you are not aware. The laboratory had not diagnosed it. Symptoms have not manifested, but I will take it from the middle of you, not from among you, from within you. I will take it out. I am trusting God today that there is something in somebody's body that will be taken out. In the name of Jesus, that there is that thing inside your body that the ultrasound could not sound, that the Petra scan couldn't scan, that thing that you can't even diagnose, that thing that you don't know about yet, that thing that has not surfaced yet, there is that thing inside that Jehovah will take out of your body. Take out of your brain, take out of your eyes, take out of your system. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. You need to be a healthy pastor to be able to pastor a healthy people. The Bible says, like priests, like people. You need to be whole, to have enough audacity to charge against affliction. Otherwise, occasionally the devil will limit you and say, "Oh, take care of yourself first." That's right, physician, heal yourself. That devil is a liar. It's a covenant of health. 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 And that health is manifesting today. Say a louder amen. Number two, it is a covenant of fitness. Fit. He said in the book of John chapter 15 and in verse 2, he said, Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. The word purge is trim. He makes fit to bring forth much fruit. Just picture how the horticulturist or the gardener just trims the tree. Look at the lawnmower. Look at how they just trim it, square the edges. It looks trim, fit, and fine. He said, that is what I do to you. I don't want any extra growth anywhere. I trim it off.
Hey! Mahashata kadi galata rata satatata. Litapa. That is somebody's revelation right there. Every extra growth in your body that is not part of the normal system, it is trimmed off. It is trimmed off. It shall be 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 trimmed off. It is trimmed off. Every extra growth, every extra manifestation, every extra distraction that is coming up somewhere, it is trimmed off. It is trimmed off. It is trimmed off. You believe it? Shout the loudest, amen.
Somebody lift your hand and say, Lord, I'm serving you. Trim me.
Trim me. Yes. Trim me, Lord.
Say, Lord, I am serving you. And I will serve you continually. Make me fit. Help me to be trim. He purged it that he may bring forth much fruit. Purging means when they give you a purgative, they want you to flush out things out of the system that does not belong to the system. Service makes God to flush the system. It makes God to flush the system. The things that don't belong in the system, the hepatitis, the viruses, the things that don't belong to the system, he flushes it. You can't be talking of rheumatoid arthritis. You can't be talking of autoimmune disorder. He flushes the system. Strange antibodies, he flushes the system. And this morning, I am here to announce, everything in the system that is not of God shall be flushed off today. Streaming. It's streaming. You've seen the trimmer. It's streaming. It's removing the extra growth, extra growth. There is a growth, but it's not needed.
He's still part of the cell, part of the plant, but
it's not a necessary growth. It's not a useful growth. It is not a beautiful growth. It's not a required growth. Trim it and make it beautiful.
Is God speaking to somebody here? Trim my life and make me fit. Take every growth out of my body. Every unnecessary growth. Every unnecessary extra growth. Every overgrowth. 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 Every growth that is outside control, out of control, like a cancerous growth. Trim it out of my life. Trim the tumors away. Trim it away. Open your mouth and pray 1 minute. Trim off everything in my life that does not belong. Trim it off. Mashatata laya hasata. Lipate sete fete sina da hali. Le parata kazalo torto so da harana. Trim it off. Trim it off. Trim it off. Purge. Purge my system. Purge. Let this system experience a purge today. A purge today. A purge tonight. A purge in this program. A purge in this conference. Liti sobarahatis. Leke perete sida la horatoso. Logarana hatase. Le perite sedo barada halalaha. Trim my system. Purge my system. Purge my system.
Lucky to keep a pretty fish together. In the name of Jesus, take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You know, there are some animals in zoology and in that realm that they call endangered species. That is how the minister is in the kingdom of darkness. Endangered. But they won't look at you. To see how endangered the minister's life is. When the daughter of Herodias danced. The daughter of Herodias danced in front of Herod, which is more like a symbol of the devil in person. And he said, anything you want to the half of my kingdom, I will give it to you. What did they require? The head of John the Baptist. That is, that head is more important to me than any money. The head. Can I give you $10 billion? No. Give me just the head of one pastor. Let me make you the president of your country. No. The head. Not the leg. The head that carries the life, that carries the tongue, that carries the mouth, that is using to talk. They will never get your head. Hey! They will never get your head. They will never get your head. They will never get your head. The demons of your father's house will never get your head. The ancestral curses of the land where you minister will never get your head. Herod will never get your head. Herod will never get your head. Pilate will never get your head. In the name of Jesus. You will never get your head. Take your seat and let's go. I want this thing to enter our head so that we'll stand. You have a long way to go. You have so much work to do. Hey! You have a long way to go. You have so much work to do. Weakness is not allowed. Sickness is not allowed. Infirmity is not allowed. Preaching as if you want to drop on the altar. That devil is a liar. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It's a covenant. Oh, shut up. Somebody say, I have so much work to do. I have a long way to go. I can't be tired. Say, tell me, I have so much work to do. I have so much work to do. I can't be tired. I can't be weak. I can't be sick. See, he said, come and heal my daughter. And he said, it is not good to give the children's bread to the dogs. Children's bread. Children's bread. The woman said, the dogs will eat the crumbs from under the table. That is what fell. You see, without our dogs, it is the leftover that is keeping them healthy. And the bread belongs to the children. And you have a wicked man in his old age, in his wickedness,
and you are in your young age doing good,
and the devil wants you out, it will never happen.
Never.
You have a godless man, a partaker of the crumbs, in his strength, in his health.
This is a deliverance for somebody right now. There are people who will require a second prayer.
After hearing, receiving this word, you are walking into health and strength. And that issue of blood is arrested right now. In the name of Jesus.
Take your second. Number three, it is a covenant of strength. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Wait on the Lord means on assignment. You know, a waiter is waiting on the table for the guests to place orders. We are all waiters. Some are waiting in the ushering department, waiting in the choir department, waiting on the pulpit, but we are waiters on God. They that wait on him, they renew. His presence is the headquarter of strength. He said with him is strength and beauty. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Why are you weary without running? They shall walk and not be faint. It's a covenant of strength. You are meant to be a mobile bundle of energy. If you wait on the Lord, your energy is to be understudied. I am preaching from a practitioner's point of view. What is the secret of this energy? What is the secret of this resilience? What is the secret of this tirelessness? What is the secret of this wearilessness? They that wait on the Lord, they pass from strength to strength. Psalm 84 verse 7. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. I heard of E.W. Kenyon. In his 80s, he is walking, and younger men have to run after him. They have to run to catch up with his steps. You know E.W. Kenyon? The man who ate the scripture, chewed it, and taught it as if he read another Bible. They ran after him. They ran, he's walking. You are coming, young man. They now wait on the Lord. They shall renew their strength. They mount up with wings as he goes. John Wesley walked from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. straight walk for over 60 years. When he was finding it a bit difficult to wake up earlier in his 80s, he said, something must be wrong. 80s. John Wesley. He rode on a horse, raw horseback, from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. because he will pray and then go on ride the horse in circuit to do rural and village evangelism on horseback 1 hour every morning for 6 years. How old are you? You have not reached the whole 6 yet. Holding your waist and getting tired.
Wake up! I decree a fresh injection, a fresh injection of energy, a fresh injection of strength, a fresh injection of resilience, a fresh injection of audacity. Receive now!
The Bible said the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. I can tell you, God can give you a 1 hour sleep, 2 hour sleep, 3 hour sleep. That is equal to people's 8 hours sleep. One day, I was meant to rest extensively. And after it, an all night. And I woke up after about 3 hours. So, my wife said, why did you wake up at that time? I said, the sleep ended. That was when the sleep, I woke up when the sleep ended. I set alarm to wake me up at a certain time, and I was the one who woke the alarm. The alarm clock. You sleep when there is sleep. You don't remain on the bed when there is no sleep. When the sleep has departed. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There's so much work to do. There's so much land to conquer. There are territories to arrest for God. And that is why you are here tonight. Territories to arrest for God. India to arrest completely for God. Pakistan for God. South America, the New Zealand area, the Pacific areas to arrest for God. England, the whole of Europe, the whole of South America, the whole of America to arrest for God. And we are not waiting. We are the generation. We are that generation. We are that generation that will show the devil that his rebelliousness was an error. Make him regret it. Now take your seat and let me show you this final one. It is a covenant of strength. And all of the things I mentioned now are things I want you to walk away with. Number four, it is a covenant of preservation. That is preservation, keeping you alive and well. Look at what it said in Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. This word hooked me. I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. What's the meaning of spare? Everybody deserves to be punished. But I exclude you. I exclude you. I exempt you. It's a covenant of exemption. I exempt you. Reverend Godobe, who testified, was meant to die in 2011. Everybody around was dying just like that. And God's power mantle came and spared him. A being his height and stature walked out of him. I will spare him. Say, spare me, Lord. He spared him. He was on his, 9 years ago, he was already on his way to the other side. He heard his name from a distance. The third time, called on the phone. Give him the phone. Place the phone. He's not responding. Place the phone. Do you know the meaning of spare? There was calamity everywhere where John G. Lake was. It's a bubonic plague. People were dying like flies. God didn't only spare him. He said, give me the foam from the dead mouth of the victims was highly infective. He said, place the foam on my hand. He was burying the dead with bare hands. Others were gloved and masked. He was burying them with bare hands. They say, are you not endangering yourself? He said, none of those bacteria can touch this hand and live. They placed it on his hand. And they placed what they took in his hand under the microscope. They were all dead bacteria. You see what happened to you? You say, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus set me free from the law of sin and death. There's therefore no condemnation. That is, there is generational calamity. Many of us were spared in the course of the COVID. I had many people who came to me in those days, live, and that is active infectious COVID. They arrived and say, I came to you for prayer. They say, I'm COVID positive. He's standing in front of me. I'm not masked. Pray for me. Plenty of them. It's okay. Be healed in Jesus' name. Will I now run away at that time? I say, I won't touch you. Then what have I been standing for? And at that time, if anybody sneezed, he was a suspect. Not a scratch. Not a scratch. We did what we did, went where we went, everything without a scratch. That is, Pastor Paul was pastoring Dunamis, Liberia, in the days of the hemorrhagic fever called Ebola. They were burying people like water. He called me on the phone. I said, not one hair from that church. Not one. We had diverse testimonies. People who came, you tell us some of it later on. God spared. Somebody say, spare me, Lord.
Spare me, Lord. Spare me. Spare me, Lord.
That is strange arrow came. Arrow of sudden death came. When it went for others, it took them out. And he said, I spare you. I spare you. Your work is not done. I spare you. I spare you. I spare you. Everybody in your family is a victim of a particular disease. Inherited disease, generational diabetes, generational hypertension, generational cancers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different kinds of cancers. And here you are. And the devil say he is in line and not you. And God said, I spare you. I spare you. I spare you. Everybody who, if everybody in your family you know died at a certain age, at a particular age, and they just kept dying, he said, I spare you. Lift your hands, say, Father, spare me. Thank you for sparing me. Thank you for sparing me. They say, where you are doing ministry, nobody can do ministry there and leave. You ever said, yeah, it's, I spare you. I place on you a mantle of exemption, a covenant of exemption. You are not wastable. You are not destroyable. You are not finishable. Shall the Lord say, amen.
If you live here today and somebody asks you, what did God say to you today? Tell them, I am spared. He spared me. Something, what could have killed me came, but he spared me. What killed others came, he spared me. He spared me. Even before it arrived, he spared me. He exempted me. And I announced to someone here today, for some, the arrow came and God spared them. For others, he spared them from experiencing the arrow. And there are people here today, whatever the enemy wants to send your way to become the means of cut
putting your life and your ministry and your voice off. You are spared. You are spared.
You are spared. From last night, he spoke to me. He spared them as one spared his son that served him. He spared them. Hallelujah. What killed your father can't kill you. James was beheaded. Well, we don't know why James was beheaded. When we go to heaven, we'll know. But when it was Peter's turn, he spared him. You are not permitted to die like your friend died, like your brother died, like your loved ones died. He spared them. Every pastor here today, in the service of the kingdom, what they have planned to take you out with, you are spared. You are spared. You are spared. You are spared. Somebody say loud amen. So, if you will, the covenant of service is the covenant that spares people. God, are you partial? No. I have covenanted that if he does this, I will do this. He served me, so I spared him. He serves and I spare. He is serving and I'm sparing. If you won't prevent him from serving me, the only way you want me not to spare him is stop him from serving. That is why the enemy most times want people to get angry and stop serving God so he can access them. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You serve me and I spare you. It's a covenant of health. It's a covenant of fitness. Trim. Remove excessive growth. Extra. Extra, 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 extra flesh. It's a covenant of strength. It's a covenant of preservation, of sparing. Rounding off. How do we serve our way? What kind of service is the service that gives us access to this covenant? What kind of service? Number one, passionate service. The way Moses served. Passionate. I'm in love with you, oh my precious loving God. Passionate service. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, passionate in spirit, serving the Lord. Passionate service. Number two is sacrificial service. You are serving, it consumes your time, it consumed your resources. Psalm 22 verse 30, a seed shall serve him and it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. The seed of your life, the seed of your time, the seed of your energy. God knows that you are holding nothing back. The way Paul served. I think it was Acts chapter 20 verse 20 where he said, I have kept nothing back. I have kept nothing back that was profitable. I kept nothing back. I didn't hold back. When I served, I didn't hold back. Everything that was necessary, I pushed in. Time, effort, energy, resources, sacrificial service. Number three is guided. Guided service. Not just serving blindly, but serving in the will of God. God guided you. The way God guided Moses. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 8, 9, and 10. Come, let me send you. to the house of Pharaoh to bring my people out. I am come to deliver out my people from the land of Egypt and so on, and I will send you. He's guided. This is where somebody may ask a question. Lord, am I doing the things you want me to do? Because it's that kind of service. Is there something more I'm to do in your service that I'm not yet doing? Is there something you need me to do I am not doing? Service in his will. Service that is guided. You know, the employer will pay you for the service he employed you to do. Not for doing anything you want. Guided service. Number four is faith-filled service. Faith. Where your faith is on the line. I am not wasting my time. I am not wasting my life. I can't be serving God and the devil be wasting me. You serve with your faith on fire. In Numbers 32, 11 and 12, we saw how the Bible talked about Caleb. Surely none of them that came out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore unto Abraham, unto Isaac and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. They believed God with all their life. It was Caleb who said, let us go up at once. We are well able to take down these giants. It was Caleb who said, give me this mountain and I will drive away the giants. His faith was so rugged. I like you to come to the point where you believe God and doubt the devil. Most times we believe God, believe the devil and doubt God. Believe that the goodness of God will defeat the badness of the devil. Believe that the faithfulness of God will overcome the wickedness of the devil. It's a faithful service, not serving in hesitation, not serving in hesitancy, not serving in trepidation, not serving like anything can happen to you anytime. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. It's faith-filled service. Number five is excited, joyful service. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 to 48. It says, because you serve not the Lord. With joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee. God forbid. You serve with joyfulness, with excitement. And of course, joy has both the health and the strength. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. Proverbs 17:22. The joy of the Lord shall be is your strength. Nehemiah 8 and in verse 10. That joy, that excitement in service. You see the energy with which we serve. You see the way we jump like little babies when it is time to do so. I mean, and I don't care whether you are president of a country or not. I'm serving my God. And I don't care who you are. Wherever it is. If I need to kneel down, I will. If I need to weep, I weep. If I need to roll on the ground, I will. I'm not living my life for you. Excited, joyful service. Number six is reverential service. Service in the fear of God. Not serving God and being crooked in the back. Serving in the fear of God. Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 28. The Bible said, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Not serving it with crooked deals. Not serving with an unclear conscience. Serving that gives you the boldness of a lion. Righteous as bold. Proverbs 28 verse 1. But the wicked flee when no man pursues. And what is a lion? Proverbs 30 and in verse 30. The lion is the strongest among the beasts. He turns not for anything. Hallelujah. Reverential service. Number 7. Relentless service. Tireless service. Persistent service. Relentless. As if there are service worms in your body that nobody can deworm. Service cells. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Be not weary in doing what you know is right. Serving God is right. Is the right thing to do. For in due season you will reap if you don't get tired. Hallelujah. I see a new day for somebody here. Are you the one say amen? 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 Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. Because I will serve you passionately. I will serve you sacrificially. I will serve you purposefully, guidedly. I will serve you faithfully, believingly. I will serve you excitedly, reverentially, persistently, relentlessly, and I connect with the covenant of health, the covenant of fitness, the covenant of strength, the covenant of life, of preservation. Stand up on your feet. If I had pressed deeper, I would have known that there would have been communion this morning for this message. But I realized in the service that there was meant to be communion. How many of you know that is very possible? And it happens all the time. And so, for everyone here tonight, even though Wednesday midweek service is the official communion service, but there will be a communion to seal this message tonight as a tonic of the covenant of health, the covenant of strength, the covenant of preservation, the covenant of fitness is by the blood covenant. And so ensure those who just came for healing and deliverance service and didn't cover the convention, ensure you are here tonight so that we can seal this. Because I already see God clearing generational issues, clearing the body. Diabetes is clearing. Hypertension is cleaning out. Prostate disease is cleaning out. Cancer conditions are being cleaned out. The things that came to you because of your bloodline, your family line, they are getting cleaned out right now. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the worship. Give him the worship. Give him the worship. We'll take that song. The second song. About the blood. Lift up your hands. And say after me, say, Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
Louder, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Today,
today,
I've come before you.
I've come before you
to receive your help,
to receive your help,
your mercy,
your mercy.
Today,
today,
thank you,
thank you
for this word,
for this word.
The intensity
of the word,
the practicality
of the word,
the reality
of the word.
I am grateful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Sakala kala 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 kala
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Lift your hands everywhere you are. And say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Spare me.
Spare me.
Is there anything? Say, what should I say? Spare me. Father, I notice a pattern. This kind of pattern in my family. Spare me from it. Father, I notice this kind of situation in the city where I pastor. Spare me. By your covenant of service. Father, I notice this in my life. It may not be a pattern anywhere, but I have seen this kind of symptom. Spare me from it. Spare me. Even if it is anything that has nothing to do with health, that you are seeing that you need to be spared from. Lord, spare me. Spare me. Spare me. Prune me. Trim me. From any extra growth, purge me of any stranger in my life. Will you speak to God right now? I will do that for the next 3 minutes. Lift your voice and say, Father, spare me, spare me, spare me, spare me, trim my life, purge me from everything that does not pertain to my life and system. Trim me, purge me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Trim my life. Purge me of everything that does not pertain to my life and my system.
Zay!